This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the pillars of purposeful friendship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the pillars of the purposeful friendship in the Islamic lifestyle. When we say that the friendship should be purposeful, obviously we should see some basics and there are some pillars of that purposeful friendship. The first thing which should be seen is the friendship itself, that we need to have love between each other. We need to have a friendship. We need to have a coordination with each other. So when we choose a person as a friend, so the main thing is the friendship, that there should be a friendship. And in this friendship, what we are calling like it needs to be having the friendship is that we need to have this friendship in all areas. For example, if I believe in something, he must also believe in that. For example, if I'm monotheist, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should have the love of Allah as well. And if I am inclined towards something, he must be inclined towards that thing. And the commonalities should be at a vast area, that we commonly basically believe in the same things that everyone does. So that's why. And Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, or even in the Quran, it is said from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that innama yanhaakumullahu 'anil ladina qatalukum fid din, and you cannot have the friendship with those who are enemies with you in the religion, that who does not, you know, believe what you believe, and they kick you out of your houses if they get the chance. So therefore, we cannot have the friendship with the zalimin. And why? Because we do not have friendship. We do not believe on the same things as the others do. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the pillars of purposeful friendship, and we said that the first pillar is the friendship itself, that we need to have this friendship. And the second pillar is to be sync with each other. For example, if I have a goal to achieve, the goal that I have, he should be synced with me in that goal so that I can achieve it. I can have this friend. Why? Because I'm investing my time with him. I'm spending my time, and this investment of time should be in a way that if he is synced with what I believe, if he is synced with the purpose that I have, then obviously we both will have this journey of achieving this goal. And that is the reason that it is necessary to be synced together. So when we talk about the pillars, we need to have this friendship, and we need to have this being synced with each other. And if this is all together, then obviously we can have a happy life. When we are spending time with a friend, we can have a good time. And this good time will also assure or guarantee our hereafter. Why? Because if we are synced together, if we have the same beliefs, if we are following the same goal, and whatever we are doing, if it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I'm having this friendship for the sake of God, and he is having the friendship for the sake of God, then obviously we all are getting linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we can achieve everything easily and smoothly. And Allah also helps us. And therefore, it is necessary then that when we talk about the friendship, it should be purposeful. It should be for the sake of God. And when we make friends for the sake of God, Allah helps us. And Allah makes this friendship a firm bound between two people. And therefore, we can have the happy life, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.